Now, tributes continue to be paid to the trailblazing author Edna O'Brien, who has died at the age of 93. Authors and critics have praised her boldness, her ability to get under the skin of her characters, and the beauty of her writing. Hers was a long career. Her first book, The Country Girls, was published in 1960. Her most recent novel, Girl, came out in 2019. The Country Girls was the first of a trilogy telling the stories of Baba and Kate, two girls who grow up together in 1950s rural Ireland. Author Emer McBride wrote the foreword to the most recent edition, and she's been telling me what Edna O'Brien meant to her.
Edna, for me, was the start of growing up reading, and so inevitably huge part of becoming a writer for me. You know, I first read Country Girls when I was 13, and it just sort of blew my head off. I had never read anything like that before, and not just the story and the subject matter, but also her handling of language. And that's what stayed with me through all the years and all the books, is that beautifully crafted, carefully honed language that seems in a way so straightforward, and yet, you know, carries so much emotional weight. And that's always been a big inspiration for me.
You've written, I know, that it would be a shame if the Country Girls, if the political baggage distracted from the fact that it's such a literary treasure. And I was flicking through it this morning and I came across a couple of pieces I had underlined the last time I read it. And one of them was this: the convent was a grey stone building with hundreds of small square curtainless windows, like so many eyes spying out on the wet, sinful town. It's just magnificent, isn't it?
I mean, it's just beautiful. And the idea of the window and the hidden watcher is a theme, you know, that appears time and again in her work. And I think was something that she felt was threaded through her life as well, the kind of the silent judgment that follows. But it's just the way she writes it in such simple and plain terms, but it really kind of gets you by the throat every time.
You also came to know her. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was very lucky when my first novel, A Girl Is a Half Home Thing, came out. Edna read it and she sent me a copy of her novel, Night, which is, I think, another wonderful, very undervalued novel, a great sort of modernist piece of her own. And I suppose we just sort of bonded over that, and I met her, and you know, of course I was very anxious and nervous, but you know, she, despite her sort of beauty and glamour and poise, you know, was just a writer who loved to talk about books and to talk about language, and in that way we kind of overcame the great gulf between us, and you know, and formed a friendship over the years, which I feel very, you know, lucky to have had with her. You know, and she was such a lovely and supportive and kind woman who had been through tremendous difficulty in her life and in her publishing life. And you know, to be able to talk to her about things like that, to ask her advice, to have a laugh with her over a drink about, you know, those we despise, was, you know, a very rich part of my life.
She wrote The Country Girls at a time when Irish women's voices and their real lives were often marginalised. Is it possible, do you think, for a young person picking up that trilogy today to appreciate just how revolutionary her books were?
I think it is hard for a young person to read it and to feel that same impact as people did in that first time, and even as I did, you know, at the end of the 80s. Ireland has changed so much and the world has changed so much. Information is so readily available. It's hard to imagine what it was like to come to that work with no knowledge of what went around it and no understanding of the politics of the period. But, you know, of course, her writing a book like that is one of the things that brought those changes about in the world. So, you know, we can't read it anymore as new and with fresh eyes. But I think it has now become part of a canon and become part of a revolutionary canon.
One of the fantastic things about her career as well was the fact that she kept moving. She continued to take risks and to challenge herself. And well into her 80s, she travelled to Nigeria to research Girl.
I mean, she was incredibly brave and adventurous. And I think that's why, you know, she was able to sustain a career over so many decades, because she never stood still. She never sat on her laurels. You know, the early works were, you know, so much about Ireland and that kind of that period in time. But as her life moved on, she is a creative person and a voice, was able to move on and change. And she wrote about the changing world for women, and she wrote about being part of, you know, different milieu. And then, of course, you know, by the time you get into the 90s, she suddenly starts to become much more politically engaged and much more engaged with social movements than she had been in the past. And then, you know, the final great novel, Girl, is, you know, completely outside of her comfort zone. She, you know, she went to Nigeria, and we all know the story of you know, kind of smuggling the money in, and in order to be able to meet the girls who had experienced, you know, the horror of the Chibok kidnaps. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, why we still read her now, why we're still interested, because she didn't just decide, well, this is my patch and I rule it and I stay here. She moved on. She was constantly reinventing and searching out new material and subjects.
And that was author Emer MacBride. We'll be going to Marty Morrissey, who's on the road with the Victorious Armagh team, after this break.